rational, superior insight, wisdom which realizes the absence of reality in individuals and phenomena, being based in one-pointed samadhi, where mind is one-pointedly focused upon the object of meditation, removes or eliminates these states of mind.
Number Yingwa Naming Drogle Dope Hinetang Sinja Malopa Joy Goni Santong Dropser Nile Nipala Joyopale Napa Ransin Sinja Malopa.
So, as we have seen, in terms of practicing shamatha, calm abiding, one eliminates the six types of distraction mentioned in the text. And in terms of practicing vipassana, superior insight, there are 10 points. We have today come to the fifth of these 10 points.
Tamje means some conati. Rangetini, Malopa, turned down Rangetini Lao his own.
So the fifth point concerns the very nature of existence, the ultimate. It is said that dualistic conceptions do not apply to this state, since such conceptions are at peace. Then, in terms of individual phenomena, one should then understand that they are merely labels or names without any reality or inherent existence. They have no separate or independent existence. In this way, phenomena are empty of self-entity or self-nature, with respect to which one then develops an unmistaken understanding. To comprehend what was just described, then relate to the ultimate, the very nature of things.
Yang tap ton je ranchin lane, tan deru wan tu se na. Yang tap ton je ranchin lane, zunga tan zin pe nambar tokpa mujuk te, so so ran re gu yi hi tan pe jo yor, zhuba tam je nye war xe wa yin pe se.
Fabrications apply to this the ultimate itself.
Tata jur ko na yan ta pe ton je ran chin la ne se ji chi chin de par zo ta zin ban number to ba tam je ma jo te se ji du chi re yan ta pe ton je ran chin la chi chin zo ta zin ban number to ba tam je ma jo te so so ran je pe yi hi tam be so so ran je pe yi hi tam be jo yo tu ba tam je ne wa ri ke wa yi be se
Conceptions do not apply since the field of experience of non-dual insight into the true nature does not involve such conceptions. Within that experience, such conceptions are at peace or have been pacified.
Then don't you want to say Nata? Toba Tamji Majok says, Jiti Kartem Bresena Ranzon repay hiji joyer, Ranzon repay hiji yor, Tupa never have a invitation key. Turn down Ransin La Zunzin to Toba Tamji Majok per temper.
So it is here pointed out that dualistic conceptions do not apply to spontaneously present wisdom, since within spontaneously present wisdom, such conceptions are at peace.
Tandi kaap je tuindan ranchi ne kar re se na zungze ni jitong pe Same was a dear hearing, but they tell a come there to end our answer.
So here the ultimate or the very nature then is synonymous with the Buddha nature, the true nature of mind or the luminous mind, which is empty of duality.
Tinata, same genealo was a dear hearing, but they non talk.
So here it is pointed out that the true nature of mind, the Buddha nature, is beyond realistic conceptions.
Tetabutona. Tundan Ransin la Yeva Natsopa Mijang Namba Tate Pichusu Nama Kangjini Bande, Letam Jene, Jeta Nama Yin the Tetan Tay Ransin, Soso Trupa Mite, Yang Takwana, Ranga Mo Ni Mapa La Ming the Takwa Zambi, Tina, Chutam Jay Ranga Tinin the Tumba Nido.
So that itself, namely the ultimate, is then not divisible, cannot be divided up into different aspects or classifications. So a variety of phenomena do manifest, do appear. So the extent of different phenomena or aspects of phenomena that manifest, they do not exist as they appear to exist. There are then separate or individual phenomena that in actual fact do not exist in this way as separate entities, ultimately they are empty of essence. They are merely conceptual labels. Therefore, all phenomena ultimately are emptiness. They are empty of an essence, of reality. That absence of an essence, of reality, is the very nature of all phenomena.
Tandela Tajo Kona Namba Tate Pichuzo Nama Chinye Ba De Tam Chin Nehi Pukazu Chichinye Namba Tate Pichuzo Nama Chinye Ba De Tam Chin Nehi Chichinye Chetar nama yendo. Chetar nama te zungze natos naore. Chetar nama yendo. Tetan te ransin so so dropa me te. Dupchiri. Dupzati. Zungze yang tapana. Yang tapana ranga ngoni mebala. Yang takwaram ton tambar ngoni mebala. Mengda takwa tsam te tina, mengda takwa tsam yinba tisa.
So if one considers the variety of phenomena, all phenomena that appear or manifest, then, as was said, these do not exist as they appear to exist, that is, as separate and real entities. Perceived and perceiver do not exist as separate entities, since ultimately they are empty of essence, empty of self-nature, and thus merely conceptual labels.
Yang Tajur Kujurchik Natso so Zungze Natso Janawan Dutamche Chichin Nawa Yendo Ranse Dutrupa Mite Ngo Nyi Mepa La Mendo Takpa Tanyinba Tise.
So all dualistic appearances, if one considers various dualistic appearances, then it should be understood that these do not exist as separate entities, though they appear to exist in that way, since ultimately they are empty of an essence, empty of reality. They are merely conceptual labels.
Yang malam la jana, malam je nama na coba nam cuci. Nama ta ransi tu coba mite. Ngo mai pa le ming tu tak pa cai ni besar.
Again, one may consider appearances in a dream. These appearances as well do not exist as real entities that have individual existence, since they have no essence, no reality, since they are merely conceptual labels.
Benata Malanje Kapsu Zunzinja Nama Natopa Hervate Dala. Zungzhenje nama na tsokpa hirwa la ranchen to tropa dorsan yomare. Yina yang Hona zunzen je nawa na tsokpa. De la ranchen. Namdo la ranchen de nawa de karese na. Namdo ke. Tokpe takpa tsam tam. Ming de takpa tsam. Namdo ke takpa tsam tam. Namdo ke ming takpa tsam. Tanda mana kiri juga.
Lari,
ranci ni, sentuh ni gigi depan ada. Ah. Orang sosu ni apa? Tempat juga boleh. Ada ranci am,
rangkung
Namtoki Ranchi the Takpat Sam Tang, Ming the Takpat Sam. But he might have moved to by your mother. And that Tajir can call him the one. Milan and the Kijari take all elaborate.
So the various appearances that manifest in a dream have no reality, no inherent existence. In that, conceptual mind labels what is perceived in a conceptual way. That is, conceptual mind takes these appearances in a dream to have actual existence or real existence, whereas in fact, they are merely conceptual labels lacking such existence.
Da malam yin to tene kam de ten do malam yin to song zeng ji chu tam che ran che to ma de per temper.
Similarly, appearances perceived in the waking state, the appearances of perceived and perceiver appear manifesting in the waking state, lack inherent existence, lack reality, are insubstantial and unreal.
Na chu tam che je ran chin kar se na chu tam che je ran chin te kam de tong ba ni.
Now here it is pointed out that the very nature or the actual nature of
phenomena is emptiness. Now,
So, have no inherent existence, are empty of reality, are insubstantial and unreal. Their very nature relates to the true nature of mind, being the luminous mind.
Tetarihina rangan tseni la sija malo bhi sao. Tetar zungze ninang chu tamche la ranse meba tang. Zungze ninang chu tamche je ranse tongba ni barhina tene rangan tseni la sija malo.
So to understand this is then to have comprehended the very nature of phenomena, thus one is one has an unmistaken understanding or comprehension of the nature of phenomena. That is to understand that dualistic appearances lack reality, are insubstantial and unreal, and that their very nature is emptiness.
Dikabje tuendan denba tartokte, tuon tamba denba te, tuendan denba tartokte, tuon jang me gatsang. Gaza dendro kakpe tuon jang me gatsang yang mare. Truba, truban ta kakpe, truja, truba trawa tsang yang mare. Tini, ona karere sena, truja ji ihi am satong yemi ligyakir. Semje ne lok satong yemi ligyakir.
The ultimate here should not be understood as a mere nothingness resulting from having negated inherent existence. Also, the ultimate here is not merely the absence of mental fabrications. The ultimate here relates to the true nature of mind being the union of clarity and emptiness. It is wisdom free from mental fabrication.
And then jikten tani jiran sin tan kepa kari yirisena jikten tani to kawa pamba hi jyepa kapso kawa hipe tani jitaye don dekpa ngobo te kawa ran sin re Pamba hipa tani chunza pamba hipa tani jitaye te to der hyabhyom chocher jitin zinba Same cups of total here, you chose to do zinaba pumbats in his ear. Pumba hippatani di diere, te ransin. Takawa the pumbara, pumba diagila ransin he, so number now a la juni young. D cups de marin, then a two tam jay nailok, two tam jay nailok taktopa, don't tamper rangan sinni la ransin the juba. Tuendan denpa la ranchi tu jyoba. To der. Terceri denpa. To der ba. To ba der der yoba. To ba der der yoba. To der ba. To der ba. Shab ba. Chucho sava se pate ranzi.
Chucho sava se pate ranchini
fama. Then to deva koran to chucho sava se. To deva hyap hyamba koran ke tonzo.
To deva dumdumi pa.
Pamba la toda. To deva se jit pa dumdumbo chimbo yeva.
Na.
To go na wo chimbo yeva. Tu go jana po a tu go tetere mo. Shab. Shab la e kong. Shab shamba se. Shamba se de tsor karasto. Shab la e kong me be tsor karasto dombo na wundo ba.
Kape.
Na. Tachira jor matan na cho chor ve tun zin ba zin de.
Now, in terms of conventions in the world, one then speaks of concrete phenomena. And how they are defined. The other day, Rinpoche spoke of fire being a label and what that label refers to, namely something which is hot and burning. That's then referred to as the concrete phenomenon, the phenomenon itself, which then, as we saw, is labeled or named by conceptual mind. So in that context, there are pillars, bosses, and so on. A pillar is then a name for something which performs the function of, for example, supporting a beam. Then there is a boss, which is the name for something that performs the function of, for example, holding water. Now, there are a great variety of such names or labels, and the phenomena they refer to. Here, though, when speaking of the very nature, as we saw, that relates to the ultimate, the true nature of mind, not to the concrete phenomenon, such as, for example, when one speaks of a pillar and refers to a phenomenon which has the function of supporting a beam. In the Tibetan language, the word for ultimate here and the word for the concrete phenomenon, the phenomenon which performs a function, not being given a label by conceptual mind, is the same. Therefore, it's pointed out in the text that even though the word in the Tibetan is the same, they have different meanings. So in English, another word is used because the function of English language is different. You can't use the same word when the meaning is different in a different context. So this is sort of arbitrary. It just explains that even though the word is the same, the meaning is different.
Pena malaje kapso malaje zo dra de ro reza la sope zungzen je nawa na chopa zungzen ni nang na nawa na chopa je re zungzen ni nang na nawa na chopa tela ranche yo mare zungzen ni je tongba sem je ne lo we sar te den dam na se Zunze ni nang na wa na chopa te da la ranche yo mare tokta san zungze ni je tongba sem je ne lo we sar Sir Sange wa Sir Tong Sange wa te raanche ne te te dao raanche Malam na pe ikhira wa Malam
Now if one again considers appearances in a dream, one may dream of the five sense objects. In the dream one perceives any of the five sense objects, at which point one has a dualistic situation, so to speak, in terms of one's experience. One then takes what is perceived and the perceiver, oneself in this case, to exist as two separate entities. So there is a variety of dualistic appearances in one's dreams. Now, these dualistic appearances have no reality, have no actual nature.
Tongba. Ninang na ne long thar to padera wa Thanks
the very nature in the context of the dream relates to the ultimate as we saw that is the true nature of mind luminous mind being the union of clarity and emptiness. This is then the very nature of phenomena.
malam nawa na chola ransin tropa dorsan zungze ni ji tongba ye sinyi wa sa ransin zungze ni ji tongba ye wa sa tanda ransin tandus ju pere le tonta pa ransin.
So again, dualistic appearances manifesting in a dream have no actual nature. They are insubstantial and unreal. The ultimate or the very nature of phenomena is then a luminous mind empty of duality, empty of taking proceed and perceiver to exist as two separate entities.
That is Zungzi Ni Nang La Ransin Tropa Dorsan. Zungzi Ni Ji Tong Ba Ye Sinyi Wa Sa Ransin. Ta 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 La Jere Ta Ta. Mama Ta Malam Rava. Ta Kuzun.
So, dualistic appearances experienced in the present do not in the slightest have any reality. They are insubstantial and unreal. The ultimate nature is luminous mind, free from such duality, or free from duality.
Tundan Dordona Tata Zungzi Ninanga Nama Nats Opatela Ransin the Tropatang Ovi Tropadors and Yamare Zungzi Nijitomba Saint Janela Weser T. Topar Sava Tozar Nanjur Pekang Topar Sava Tangondo Monsum de Savatere Monsum de Sayap.
In brief, dualistic appearances have no reality. Have no essence. They are empty of inherent existence. The practitioner then is to realize the true nature of mind, which is, as was said, luminous mind empty of duality, this being what is to be realized by the yogi, by the practitioner.
In
the Uttaratantra Shastra, it is said that the nature of mind is luminosity. Luminous mind is unchanging light space.
Then the same generic the voice are in by Mazi.
So the true nature of mind then refers to luminous mind, which is unchanging. So there is the quality of luminosity as well as that luminous mind, this luminous mind never changes.
The same general was that there he knew when you are but they do lame. Jui lama le tanda namja jui kapso namja goba tere namja goba tada manjurva kapso tembare.
Now in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, this point, this quality of not changing is explained in a part where there are 10 points presented. This quality of not changing is the ninth of these 10 points that then explain the Buddha nature, luminous mind.
Then in Jura Mebate, yeah. Yes, same thing, the capsule young Jura Mebate, yeah. Yes, same thing, the same thing, the capsule young. Nyumong jin jirwa me bari, Nyumong ta donga so je, Ngola jirwa me bari. Ngola Nyumong ta donga so jin jirwa me bari, Tene, Namka la, Nyumwa ye chinjik sena yang, Namka la jirwa me bari yendo, Semni wo esari, Ji ying le Nyumong ta donga, Lovon trupe Nyumong donga song na yang, Tene semyi vayasa lanjirwa mebarte.
So there are various the true nature of mind being present within in terms of the Buddha nature being present as the true nature of mind within all sentient beings. As was said, the true nature of mind or the Buddha nature, luminous mind, never changes, always remains the same. It is not affected or altered by experiences of suffering or by conflicting emotions, misconceptions about reality, and so on. The true nature of mind always remains the same. There is an analogy given, namely that within space, the four elements manifest and vanish, they cease and arise, even though the four elements arise and cease within space. Space itself never changes, it always remains the same. In the same way, luminous mind never changes. Within the expanse of luminous mind, experiences of suffering, conflicting emotions, misconceptions about reality, and so on, arise and vanish, arise and cease to exist. Though these arise and cease, luminous mind itself never changes. It always remains the same. It is not affected or altered by the arising and ceasing of suffering and so on.
Penna, Simchenam. Semchin kang ki donga trapu narhen donga trapu ke sem thok yin ba kap su yang tene sem ti ne lo go sar tela nam ka yin de jora me ba.
Now if one considers a person who is struck by an intense suffering, intense pain, and as a result becomes extremely agitated and upset, in spite of falling into such a state of mind, luminous mind itself is never affected, is not altered, it always remains the same.
Penna namkhala, namkhala, ten nakpo mangpo ndu, lover to ndu, ndrok, lo chok, ndrok sa, to jak, te se na ha jang, chokpa chong na yang, Tukpa yuna yang, namkha ranga ngola, ten jirwa kaya yuna, ten na yin.
So if one considers space, in space or in the sky, many dark clouds may suddenly appear, there may be lightning and thunder and so on. Even so, space itself or the sky itself never changes, it remains the same.
Pe te yin do sem chin nam donga trakpo kanar hin donga je sem trok ten kale khakpo chong pa ngu ke ja tu du zo na donga je rong na ya ti kap je sem ji wo sa nam kwa yin do te ne drama yo ma re yo wa yo ma re jo wa yo ma re.
Now many beings may be struck by intense pain and suffering. They may become very agitated and upset. They may cry and so on. Even though beings fall into these states of mind where they are extremely agitated and upset, luminous mind, being their very nature, is not affected or altered. It always remains the same, in the same way as
the
sky or space remains the same.
Ti jumtin karasamna, ti jumtin te, donga te, lower genturnang in Bijum Singere. Donga said the lower genturnang remato, same genelog la, donga yomare, Tijum Singere.
This is so because suffering and so on are temporary phenomena that are produced by confused states of mind. Such suffering and so on may appear suddenly but will not remain. Therefore, the true nature of mind, luminous mind itself, is not altered or affected by these phenomena, these accidental states.
They end the Nimong, Nimong Traku, same talk the young ways are you are your mother. Pena Candida Sena, Mokahe, Hedan, and Contro Traku, Traku Centro. Kahe Tadoka Centro. Kahe Tomoka Centro. Kahe the Jacket Traku same talk the young. Same talk about the lower way in the Sena. Didn't do his same. Same trouble here, same general was a law that in my year. Here, trouble here, there was a year, they might don't do. That in Namka pay Yaba Yendo, then the same general was a law, you by your mother, you are your mother, Tema Kaya your mother. Oh, thank you.
So, beings may be disturbed by different things. Some may be agitated because of intense anger. Others may be agitated because of intense jealousy or ignorance or desire. All these agitated states of mind are temporary, are accidental. Their basis or the basis out of which they arise, the true nature of mind, luminous mind itself, though, is never affected or altered by these states of mind. It always remains the same.
They yendo, then a malam yendo, same thing kahi, kiewe semto, same thing kahi, kahi, nave semto, same thing kahi, gebe semto, same thing kahi, sebe. Kiwe sem trope, donga chona yang. Tene, donga teso malam na yere, malam tabo, trope donga yibesena. Tene, sem genelo, trope yye sem genelo, wasa la yang namka yendo jirwame. Trope yam, trope yye kanga chikpare. Re, re, re. Namka and Dokta Law and Jok Dok Tojapati, Namka Ying Suzo, Yendra with the Namka Luzo. Namka Minan Kavas.
There are other types of suffering related to birth, aging, being sick, or death. Now, suffering in relation to any of these events is like suffering in a dream. It is temporary or accidental. These events take place or they cease and arise within the expanse of luminous mind, the true nature of mind, being the basis out of which they arise. Though luminous mind itself is not affected or altered by these experiences, it always remains the same. In the same way as the sky always remains the same, many things may manifest in space, such as the appearing of dark clouds, lightning, thunder, and so on. These take place within the expanse of space. Space is, so to speak, their basis. Though that basis itself always remains the same, never changes.
The name of the Tama Mabatari, Jila Matsik, Kambaniji, Yogani, Lower Tame, Tenu Mumujur Sumber. Same Jerangi was a re, Jura Yomare, lower tributary me voice la drip nyu mon te nyu mon mon jo si te same je lower tributary me same je ne lo voice la ngo la thama yo mare le ba yo mare chung ka yo
so
mare
so considering the essence of luminous mind, its essence, as has been said, is never affected by accidental stains or temporary experiences of suffering and so on. Luminous mind itself, in terms of essence, cannot be obscured.
Dordona, Jenjete Namdok Takpa Sanre Mato, Nelo Weser Jenjelindevare.
In brief, change is a conceptual label that does not apply to luminous mind, the true nature of mind.
Nanjur Jawansu Malare Pechang, Jenche Mepe, Tontona, Tavin Chojang Tela Sasumare. Jenche Mepe Tontona, Tavan Chojo Chubatovare. Jenche Mepe Ton Matona, Tavan Chojo Chubamare.
The great yogi Milarepa has said that the supreme viewpoint is realization of the absence of reality or lack of reality of birth and death. So the supreme viewpoint relates to a realization of a state beyond birth and death, beyond arising and ceasing.
Dongha nyamong koi chang trunang te oesa jing la dongha nyamong mi.
So suffering and obscuring the state of mind. So all suffering and obscuring states are manifestations of confused states of mind. Though luminous mind itself is not affected or altered by suffering or obscuring states. So suffering and obscuring states do not apply to luminous mind, the true nature of mind.
Jie kan nan chen de yang chun nang de wei sa ying la jie kan nan chen mi.
So birth, aging, sickness and death, all are manifestations of confusion. Whereas luminous mind is beyond these. Luminous mind is beyond birth, aging, sickness, and death.
Jorwa na tso ku chuchin kunzop te tuendan waisar semnan jorwa mi. Jurva na tso chuchin kunzop te tuendan waisar semnan jorwa mi.
Relative phenomena that change or relative phenomena that relate to a lot of change, whereas luminous mind, being the ultimate nature, is beyond change.
Kangar na so layang chunang te waisar yin la kangar kayang waisar yin la kangar dorsan karayale yama.
Various types of difficulties that one encounter are manifestations of confusion, whereas a luminous mind is beyond encountering or beyond difficulties, beyond confusion through which encountering difficulties occur.
Zang Pamin Deya Tokta Te Tokta Tam Vesar Yin La Zang Yin Te Min
Tata. Good, bad, low and high, these are conceptual labels, whereas luminous mind is beyond such conceptual labels.
Dranyi Parman de Yang Trunang de Vesa Ying La Dranyi Parmami Dra Yama Ni Yomareti Parta Layan Yenda Yama.
Enemies, friends, and individuals towards whom one is indifferent are all manifestations of confusion. Within luminous mind, these manifestations do not occur.
Tetarhina Hiva Nangito, Tetarhina Deva Nangito, Tetarhina Deva Nangito.
If one comprehends this, one will obtain peace and well-being from within.
Te, Yesenjinji Kapsis Oesalanjava Mepatihibari.
So, this then was an explanation in relation to the true nature of mind as basis, that is, in relation to sentient beings, that this basis, the true nature of mind, never changes, always remains.
Then the language comes from Pakpasatopata. Pakpasatopjin, Sabjo Remji Dribba Kapsa, Lower Tribut Trama. Rimbe Rimbe Chonu Chonu Sepa La Tien Di Yavara Mato Semji Nela Vaisa Ranga Ngola Dini Chichong Chichong Dun Doya Dun Jovan Doya Yoma.
Then there is the second aspect which is the path. It relates to noble beings proceeding throughout the ten bhumis. That then involves a process where obscuring states of mind gradually decrease and are finally eliminated. Again, the true nature of mind itself, luminous mind, never changes. It always remains the same. Throughout this process, it is obscuring states that are removed. But the luminous mind, the true nature of mind, always remains the same.
Dene Pakpin Cheta Nava Tang Gab Donga Tseni Pang Sumbare Pakpa Sanju Semba Nam Je Jega Nam Che Donga Pakpa Sanju Semba Nam La Jega Nam Che Donga Mepar Sumbare Te Mepi Jutin Karre Jega Nam Che Ten Trunang Re Mato Simi Vaisa La Jega Nam Che Mepa La Tien Te Mepi Jumsin La Tien Te Pakpa Trunang Sepe Vaisa Je Simji Nela Vaisa La Tien Te Jien Che Mungare.
So bodhisattvas are said to be free of suffering, be free of the suffering that one experiences in relation to birth, aging, sickness and death. They are free of such suffering since these events are merely manifestations of confused states of mind, since these beings have eliminated confusion. They no longer go through suffering related to these events. And again, the true nature of mind, luminous mind, always remains the same, never changes.
Tene te hindo Sanje to combat top of cups young, Jura mepare, David cups, Jura mepa. Sanje cups of lower trooper trama pacha than Jeba sepa. Tanda, Namka train letrova, Chunyo quatama, city yas, the third liquor seban rao, say the lower trooper trama tapare mato, or a searching oval and Jura mepa somebody.
Again, in terms of luminous mind never changing, there is the third aspect, fruition, which is Buddhahood itself, at which point one has removed all obscurations together with habitual patterns, at which point the luminous mind becomes manifest. Again, at this stage, the luminous mind, the true nature of mind, is the same as before. There is no change that has taken place. Different analogies are given in order to describe this, such as a sky free from clouds, or clear water where the mud has settled on the bottom, so the water has become crystal clear, or gold from which tarnish has been removed, and it the clear or pure gold shines forth. These then are analogies illustrating the Buddha nature, and the fact that the Buddha nature or luminous mind never changes, always remains the same.
Dzumtsin ti se na, tene semti ne lo wo esar yinpa maze jumi jangre.
So not only is the true nature of mind luminous, it is also unchanging.
The Sinja Maloba Tropa, Tundan Ransin, the Sinja Maloba Dodi, here to buy.
So, this was a brief explanation on this
Naparo.
Fixed point.
Naparo.
On this fixed point.
Naparo.
Explaining